If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. We got video still going on here. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope it adds another level of funness to this podcast. Hey, I'm Spencer. If you're watching this video, you're probably on my YouTube channel, so go ahead and subscribe to it so I can get more subscribers so I can monetize my videos, and then I can use the money to pay for things like this and hosting fees and for the podcast, and then maybe give some money out to people who need it, because I don't want to hoard it. That's not how money is supposed to be. You gotta let it flow all around in the places and the things. All right, the first word in this episode is addition. E-D-I-T-I-O-N. Noun from 1555. And, again, apologies. I have to look down a lot. That's where the book is. If I could get it up, if I had a stand, I could get it up higher like that. That would be nice. But alas, this is where we're at so far. Okay, addition. Number 1A, the form or version, I have to scoot this over a little bit, the form or version in which a text is published, as in a paperback edition, also the German edition. What edition is this book? This is the 11th edition of this book. New words. Coming in hot. Got to change it up. This edition is probably old. If they made this in German, it wouldn't be an English dictionary. It would be a German dictionary, but that's okay. We could just call it the German edition. Number 1B1. The whole number of copies published at one time. So if they publish 14 copies of one book, it's not a lot. But if they did, that would be the whole, all of those 14 copies is the edition. Like the first edition of a book would be, well, it would be the first edition, but then also all of those books for the first edition would be the first edition. 1B2, a usually special issue of a newspaper as for a particular day or purpose, as in Sunday edition. That one seems a little odd. That doesn't seem special. It's just the Sunday edition. But we also have international edition. We made this thing special for all the international people. Magazines, like People Magazine, they'll do a special edition when somebody dies or when some big thing is happening or whatever. This is the edition for the death of this celebrity. It's all about that celebrity. It's the Celebrity Death Edition. 1B3, I think that's where we're at. One of the usually several issues of a newspaper in a single day, as in City Edition. So would that be the version of a newspaper that's only given out to the people in the city and not the people in the suburbs? I don't know. Also, the Late Edition. I don't know how often this happens anymore, but you do see in older movies, you get the morning edition and then the late edition, so that means that they're making newspapers partway through the day, you know, because there's news has happened, things have happened in the first half of the day, and the people didn't know how to learn about this stuff. They didn't have a way other than the newspaper, so they would need to give a late edition that people could read at night, maybe when they're eating dinner, or right before dinner, or after dinner. You know, you want to slow down, you want to chill out at the end of the night, reading the news of the day. And then, of course, then you get the morning edition. And I don't know, was there like a midday edition too? It's a lot of newspapers. Number 2A, we finally got to 2, and I finally hit record on the video. So you have no video for that first portion, but you got it now. Okay, number 2A, one of the forms in which something is presented, as in this year's edition of the annual charity ball. It's this year's, not last year's. We can't go back. It's right now, this year's. One of the forms in which something is presented. Number 2B, the whole number of articles of one style put out at one time. All the number of articles, as in a limited edition of collector's pieces. This is how they get you when they release a movie on the Blu-ray, on the DVD, on the something. It's got all the special features, and it maybe comes with a toy. It's a special edition because there's only 1,300 copies. Yeah, I've bought some of those. I may not have them anymore. Maybe I do. I don't remember. But it's special, and it's unique, and it costs a lot, but if you hold on to it, then you can sell it for more money later. If that's something that you want to do, or you're just going to feel super special that you have a limited edition thing. Ooh, limited edition. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. Yeah, limited edition. And then number 3, the synonyms are copy and version. So just a copy of a thing, a version of a thing, it's the edition, that edition. The etymology is from Latin editio, which means publication or edition. From adere, which means to bring forth or publish. So you are creating a thing, bringing it forth, giving it out to the people. That is the verb adere, which is from a plus adere, which means to put. Wait, what? I don't understand what this says. Dere, oh, this is a suffix. I think it means to put, or, and then it says dere again. And then in parentheses, it says it's from dare, which means to give. So giving, putting, yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Giving it out, putting it out into the world. Any other etymology? It says there's more at the words do and date. D-O and date. The edition needs a date, so you know when, whence it came. Okay, I need to do a sound effect now. Let's see. We'll go clickety-clackety-clack. Because one of the words coming up is sort of related to me and keyboards. Also, even if it's not related to me, still keyboards are usually involved. So that's a keyboard clickety-clack. I think I've done that before. The next word is two words. You can pronounce it either editio princeps or editio princeps. Maybe you can combine them in different ways, but those are the two main ways. It is two words, like I said, editio or editio, E-D-I-T-I-O. Second word is P-R-I-N-C-E-P-S, princeps or princeps. You know, that's fine. Noun from 1802, the plural is editiones. Yes, editiones is the first word. The second word is princeps. Princeps, yes, or editiones. Editiones. Principes. Principes. So, you know, it adds a whole other level when you make it plural. An extra layer of confusion to me. But we got it. So what the hell is this thing? I think I said 1802. This is the first printed edition especially of a work that circulated in manuscript before printing became common. The first printed edition of a thing before big printing was common. And so you could probably figure this out, but this is a new Latin phrase, which literally means just first edition. That's all it is. It's literally all it is. Editio princeps. And then in Latin, that's why it's pronounced that way. Editio princeps, because the C has a K sound. Hey, that's that one. Click-a-click-a-click-a-clack. The next word is editor. I am a video editor by trade, I guess. That is what I... Did I study that? I studied a lot of things in college, but that was one of the things. And then when I got into the working world, I graduated college, that was sort of just the thing that I ended up doing mostly, is sitting at a computer. I do other things. I do shooting and other stuff too. But, you know, a lot of the time is spent sitting at a computer. Like I am right now, like I will be for the rest of today. By the way, it is 7:07 a.m., Tuesday, July 18th, sitting in my work office. This word is editor, E-D-I-T-O-R, noun from 1649. One, someone who edits, especially as an occupation. So if you're just editing in your free time for fun, video editing, text editing, editing a magazine, a newspaper, but just for fun, you can still call yourself an editor, but typically, you're doing this as your occupation. This is your job. This is what you get paid for. Why would you do these things in your free time? I don't know. Number two, a device used in editing motion picture film or magnetic tape. Now, this has changed a little bit. You know, back in the day when we had film, when we were doing a lot of work on film, there would be very large machines, bigger than the size of my desk, which is a good-sized desk, and you would have to run the film through all of the things, and then, you know, there are small versions too, but, you know, for typical Hollywood movies, they would use these big machines, and that was the editor. That was the machine called the editor, and then the human would also be the editor. They were working together. They had a very good, close relationship, human and machine, working together to edit a movie. These days, though, it's almost exclusively on computers and digital. So you have a digital computer program that would be your editor. You know, maybe some people are still using these physical things, but there's not a lot of film being edited, I don't think. Some. Not a lot. Even if they shoot it on film and it goes back to film, there's a digital, they're doing most of the work digitally in the middle. Number three, a computer program, this is the one that I was just talking about, a computer program that permits the user to create or modify data, especially on a display screen. And the examples of what you are working on, editing, changing, modifying, creating, it would be text or graphics. So in this specific context with text, this would be like Microsoft Word, Google Docs, any one of those computer programs that you can mess with data, text in some way. But obviously it pertains to video editing as well. Some of the early, well, Avid, I think, was the first, if it wasn't the first, it was one of the first digital, non-linear editing, video editing programs. That was in the early 90s, I think. There might have been something before that. There's a bunch of programs that I don't know. That Avid was a big one, still gets used today. It's a kind of an odd program. It was like built by programmers, and it just doesn't really work in the way that most people's brains work. So then we started getting things like, well, iMovie was an early one, and then Final Cut and Adobe Premiere, which may have not been Adobe originally. And now, for a while, we've had now a program called Resolve, which I use a lot now. There's a bunch of other ones, but those are kind of the big ones that most people use. Final Cut, Premiere, Resolve, Avid. And this is really interesting to see how the technology is evolving and changing and how they make things easier and better and faster. And you know, there's still something about just editing the physical media, which I haven't done since college. Didn't really do a lot of that, but I did a little bit. So this is the computer program. Those, I just listed a few computer programs for you in case you wanted to know. Editorship. Editorship, that is a noun. Let's send all the editors on the ship so they can go out to sea. That's it for editor. Yep. Clickety clickety clack. Editorial is next. First form, adjective from 1744. One, of or relating to an editor or editing, as in an editorial office. I think of this being in the newspaper headquarter office where all the editing happens. I can't speak much to the editors, the editorial, the editing in a text way because I don't do that. I'm not smart with the text and the words. But how many times in movies, it's always back to movies in my mind. How many times have we seen examples of these big newspaper offices where all these people and it's all crazy and the phones are ringing and the boss is like, go do this thing. And then there's editors in there. So that's the office, the editorial office where the editing happens. Number two, being or resembling an editorial, as in an editorial statement. And that word editorial is going to be the next word. An editorial statement, it is an editorial or it resembles an editorial. And what would an editorial statement be? Is this at the beginning of the magazine where the editor of the magazine is like, hey, this is my place. This is on this page. This is where I'm going to talk about the things that I want to talk about. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I want to tell you about the edition of this magazine and why we decided to do it this way. I don't know. I never really read those, but that would be an editorial. Possibly. Maybe. Let's keep on reading to find out. Let's see. We read that. So editorially, that is an adverb. Click, tick, click, tick, click, click, tack. The second form of editorial is a noun from 1830. Here we go. A newspaper or magazine article that gives the opinions of the editors or publishers. So, yep, this is where they say, I think these things, and I'm going to tell you what I think in my editorial. Could be the editor, could be the publisher, I don't know, maybe other people too. Also, though, there's more, an expression of opinion that resembles such an article, as in a television editorial. They are editorializing the information that they want to say. I don't really know if that's the right context. What is a television editorial? I feel like I should know that. I don't know. I guess it's a thing where somebody is giving out their opinion about a thing, but on TV and not in a newspaper or magazine. Click, clickety-clack, click-clack. Editorialist, noun from 1901, a writer of editorials. I mean, I guess you could be the publisher or the editor, but if you are writing editorials, you're writing these opinion pieces, then you are an editorialist. So it's an interesting word to say. Click, 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 click. Editorialize. This is a verb from 1856, and it looks like it's just intransitive. One, to express an opinion in the form of an editorial. Editorialize. You can editorialize. Number two, to introduce opinion into the reporting of facts. Ooh, this is not probably what most journalists should be doing. You are trying to present the facts, but when opinion comes into it, that's when it becomes subjective and not objective. And that's kind of the thing about journalism, is you want to be objective. Just give the facts, ma'am. So when you start to editorialize the information, you're putting in your opinions. And as much as we want to hear your opinions about things, certain contexts, certain places, it's not probably the place to do it. I often editorialize because I'm not a journalist. I am giving you the information in the book, but I will add my own opinions about things because I'm allowed to do that, and this is my show. This is the Spencer Show. Okay, are we on number three? Yes. To express an opinion as on a controversial issue. I've done that here on the show. Yes, I have. Editorialize. It's just the act of expressing an opinion. It doesn't have to be in a written thing or a video thing. Just telling some random person on the street what you think about some issue is editorializing. If I see you on the street, you can ask me my opinion about a thing, and if I have an opinion on that thing, I might editorialize it to you. Editorialize. We got to get more songs all up in this place. Editorialization. 8 syllables. Noun. That is a noun. An editorializer is a noun. And I guess it could also be editorialist. Editorializer or editorialist. Which one would you prefer to call yourself? Click, 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 clack, clack, click. Editor-in-chief, 3 words, noun from 1873. An editor who heads an editorial staff. They are the boss editor. There's a whole bunch of editors, but you need a boss, a leader, an editor who's leading. Editor-in-chief. Click, clack, clack. Okay, now these next words... I'm just gonna editorialize, and as I've said this many times before, these are genderized words. I don't think they get used much anymore, but maybe in certain contexts they do. Do we need them? I don't think it's necessary to call this out, but here are the words. Editress. E-D-I-T-R-E-S-S. Editress. Noun from 1799. A woman who is an editor. Yeah. Click, clack, clack, clack. Editrix. Similar, but different. Editrix. It ends with a T-R-I-X. Noun from 1845. So 46 years later, the synonym is just editress. Why did we add a second version of this? I don't remember if I've asked this question before. And why do some things get this and other things don't? It's like actress ends in T-R-E-S-S, but did we ever see actrix with an R-I-X? That's an interesting one. Yeah. Some of them have both, some of them don't, and I don't think we need either one of them. Just the standard word, man, woman, non-gender, non-binary, doesn't matter. You can be this thing and just have the one name for it. But if you like the sound, I mean, editrix sounds pretty badass, so that's kind of cool. But you can be a male and be an editrix, and that's fine. Click, clack, 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 clack. Okay, so that was the end of the EDI section, and now we have we're going through a bunch of more three-letter sections because we got some abbreviations and stuff. Okay, EDM, capital E, little d, big M, abbreviation for Master of Education. So ED, education, M is master. The master, you have mastered all of the education. Clack, clack, clack. Click, click. This is not an abbreviation. This is Edomite. Capital E-D-O-M-I-T-E. Noun from 1534. A member of a Semitic people living south of the Dead Sea in biblical times. So you go ahead and look on a map, find the Dead Sea, and then just go down. Just go south. And that is where... The Edomite people lived. So where does this word come from? It is from Edom, and I don't know how that's pronounced. And then in parentheses it says Esau, E-S-A-U, and I don't know what that is. It could be could be another name for it, could be something else. I should know these things. I do not. So an Edom, that is an ancestor of the Edomites. So wait, that's where the word comes from? That doesn't make any sense. Edomite comes from Edom, which is an ancestor of the Edomites, but which came first? Oh, I don't know. There, it's the Edoms, and then the Edomites. So maybe that was first, but why isn't Edom in this thing? Maybe I should put a link in the show notes for Edomite. Clack, clack, click, click, clack, clack, click, click, clack, clack. Gotta do the finger motion when you're typing on a keyboard. EDP, all caps, abbreviation for electronic data processing. Clack, clack, clack. EDS, little d, the other ones are capitalized, abbreviation for specialist in education. What do you specialize in? You're a specialist. Clickety click click clack. EDT, all caps, abbreviation for Eastern Daylight Time. Eastern Daylight Time. So this, how is this used in context? There's Eastern Standard Time. That's just the time of the Eastern part of the U.S. and, you know, all the different parts around the world have their thing. There's Daylight Savings Time. But what is Eastern Daylight Time? How does this get used in context? That's what I'm confused about. Clickly click click clack. EDTA. EDTA. That is how you say that, because the pronunciation guide tells me that is how you are supposed to pronounce that. EDTA. All caps. Noun. You are not allowed to say EDTA. You have to say EDTA. Noun from 1951. A white crystalline acid, C10, H16, N2O8. You get a real good view of the top of my head. Used especially as a chelating agent, a preservative, and in medicine as an anticoagulant and in the treatment of lead poisoning. So many uses EDTA has. It is from, let's try to say this word. We're gonna try to say it all together. Got to get real close and look at these tiny little letters. Ethyl anandamide tetraacetate acid. There's two A's next to each other. Is that correct or is that a mistake? So the E from, ethylene. That's how you say that first part. The E from ethylene. The D from diamine. This is all one word, by the way. Diamine. And then we have the T from tetra. See, I'm breaking it down and even better. T from tetra. And then the A from acetic. That's why there's two A's. Tetra, acetic. All one big friggin' word. Ethylene, diamine, tetra, acetic, acid. I friggin' did it. Okay, next. Click, 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 click. Edu, how do you want to say this abbreviation? It's just EDU. And it means educational institution. Edu. This is usually preceded by a period, and it is used in a World Wide Web address. Yes, you know, when the internet and emails started coming out, people in colleges started getting their emails that were .edu or @theirschool.edu. And so you go to educational websites for colleges and schools and universities, and they're going to end in .edu. EDU. Okay, we got to the last word. That was the beginning of the EDU section, which is going to go through all of the next episode and a little bit into the one after that. The last word. Clickety-clack-clack-clack. Educ, E-D-U-C. It's another abbreviation. For education or educational. That is that. Okie dokie, we read all the words, and now we're going to pick a word of the episode. We had addition, editio princeps, editor, that's how you say that word, editorial, editorialist, editorialize, editor-in-chief, editress, yes, that's how you emphasize it. It's not editress, it's editress, editrix, EDM, Edomite, EDP, EDS, EDT, EDTA, Edu, and Eduke. And EDM, there is music. I don't know, this book probably isn't too old to put EDM music in here, but maybe they just didn't think it was, maybe it was too specific. EDM music, what is it? Probably electronic drum machine. I don't know what it stands for, but it's a type of music that I don't really know. And I'm bringing up my phone because I got to do the movie list thing after this. So what am I going to pick? Well, I think I just have to pick editor as the word of the episode because I am a video editor and that is what I've been doing for all these many, many years. And so I have to pick that. And my song will just go something like, I am a video editor. I spend my days editing video. Even in my personal life, I'm editing video. I'm doing freelance jobs. I'm doing personal jobs. I'm a video editor. Yeah. All right. Where did we leave off on the movie list? I think we talked about that. The Godfather. Is that where I'm at? I think it might be. I think I saw this when I was a kid. For some reason, my parents showed me The Godfather when I was pretty young. Didn't really remember it that well. And so it was coming to our local little theater on the big screen. And Sharon, I don't think, had ever seen it. And I essentially had never seen it. And so we went and watched it. I think it's like 3 hours, 3 hours-ish long. And it's very good. And I obviously now know it better than the first time I saw it, but I still, you know, I see so many movies. I need multiple watches to get things ingrained in my head. I guess the one thing that I was a little questioning after we saw it was Al Pacino's character. Is that Michael? Is that his name? He goes through I guess this is a little bit of spoilers, but most people have seen The Godfather. He goes through a very big change, and it feels like it happens very quickly. That was my only, like, was that realistic? But at the same time, he's going through some stuff. He's going through some stuff, and I get it. But it was a little bit like that. He went through a real big change real fast, and yeah, I don't know. But I also didn't read the book. So maybe the book goes into more detail. I think that makes sense. The movie's already 3 hours long. To make it more realistic, they would have had to make it maybe 6 hours long. I don't know. But that was just my one question. And it's just a fantastic movie. And you should watch it. That's all I got for you today. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer editorializing and dispensing the information. Goodbye!